Hello and welcome back to the Talking Wolves Transfer Rumour Podcast. I'm delighted to be joined by Dave. Dave, how are you keeping, mate? Another early one for us.
Yeah, I know, yeah. I'm keeping well, mate. Thank you. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. It's been a while since the last one, hasn't it? Over a week. Mm-hmm. But there seems to have been quite a lot of rumours in that time. A lot of rumours that have got varying different stories, but not a lot of rumours nonetheless.
Yeah, look, I mean, obviously there's a big one which we'll talk about shortly, which I don't think we expected this time last week. But yeah, lots of little stories today, so it should be a good one.
Yeah, so let's start with the big one, Dave. You're right, it was one we were expecting, but the destination certainly wasn't the place we were expecting, and that's that Ruben Neves has moved to Saudi Arabia. He's all but done. Record transfer to Saudi side Al Hilal reported to be earning around £300,000 per week after tax. For around, are we saying about 46, 47 million pound, Dave?
Yeah, I think it's 55 million euros, comes out about 47 million pounds sterling. So, yeah.
Yeah. What a deal for both Neves and for Wolves.
Yeah, I mean, when we were talking about it, I think last time, obviously we were talking about Barcelona, and I think the amount of money that we're expecting Wolves to make would have probably, especially towards the end of August, where we would have almost been a little bit more desperate to sell him, would have probably only been 30 to 35 million pounds. So I've been reading a couple of articles about it today, and it sounds like Wolves were pleasantly surprised at the amount of money that has been offered so early in the window, especially from a team that probably we didn't expect it from. So a real, real shock when this came out on Sunday. And it's a shame because I think, you know, we all really rate Ruben Neves as a player. He's been a good, obviously a captain now for us as well, a top player, almost being the sort of poster boy of the whole Fosun era, hasn't he, really? So it's going to be a shame to see him go. And I wasn't too emotional about it. And then I did like a thread of all these sort of best goals and moments yesterday. And some of the moments, like every big Wolves moment has over the last sort of 5 years, most of them have included Ruben Neves, whether that's been him playing the assist or whether that's him scoring a goal in that game. So it's going to be a real, really sad when he leaves. I assume in the next sort of 24 to 48 hours, it will be official. But phenomenal fee for Wolves, and, you know, really gives us a helping hand in terms of our financial issues.
Yeah, it should be announced in the next, like you said, day, 24 to 48 hours, once the international break has finished. But Wolves are probably rubbing their hands together, Dave, because although we know he's a good player and has been touted around Europe by George Mendes for years, it's been no secret that he wants to try and better himself. I know moving to Saudi in terms of sporting merit isn't bettering himself, but financially he is. You know, don't begrudge him of that. But I bet Fosun couldn't believe their luck when they saw a bid of around 55 million euros come through for Neves, because I think the 45 million asking price that they put on him was almost like, this is what we want, but we'd take 35.
Yeah, I thought the same. I thought 45 for a player with a year left on his deal seems steep, but like the market is just crazy at the minute. Like, you know, obviously Declan Rice, who I keep using as a comparison because I keep seeing other fans using, why is Ruben Neves going for this much and Declan Rice can go for this much? But like we have discussed before, there's obviously different factors in there. But yeah, I think 55 million euros, unbelievable piece of business for Wolves, and gives them a little bit more playing room and room for manoeuvre in the transfer market, probably more than they expected. And obviously puts us in a much better position with financial fair play as well. It's not completely, you know, cleared and wiped clear, but, you know, it gives us a massive boost in regards to that.
I think that the club are telling journalists, local journalists, and even national journalists about FFP, but I don't think it's as big as a problem as they're making out. I just think they're trying to manage expectations, to be honest. But from a Wolves point of view, mate, they've got the deal done early.
Yeah,
they've got more than they probably anticipated they would, and it's not involving a swap deal with a Barcelona player who ultimately doesn't want to be here. So in terms of the stars aligning, and for Wolves fans, you're not going to see him play against your club well, you hope not this season unless he goes on loan somewhere, but it's almost the perfect deal.
Yeah, I think so as well. You know, for Wolves as a club, it's bang on. For Neves, you know, you look, obviously he said he wanted to play Champions League football. I still think he's got plenty of time left to play that in his career. I think he's still got a long career ahead of him. For a player in his role, he's still got many years. So a couple of years, year or two in Saudi, claim the bag, and then go to wherever you want to go. And it sounds like, I think one of the biggest issues was probably in regards to the Portugal national team, but I think Roberto Martinez is obviously, I think that would have been a conversation that would have been had beforehand as well. And obviously he started last night as they beat Iceland as well. So I think he'll be fine. I think he'll be fine. And I'm sure we'll see him back in Europe. I know a few people are worried about him going out on loan to Newcastle this season, or at least I really can't see that happening, but never say never, I suppose.
He's coming for a lot of criticism, and it's not nice seeing the criticism, because we hold him in, you know, very high regard. But he obviously has been blinded by the check. You've got a lot of rival fans saying he's turned down Champions League football for this, which I'm sure if a Champions League team had a coming for him, Dave, then he would have gone there. But unfortunately, and like you said, you've got the likes of Rice who's available. You've got the like of Kovacic who's available. Thomas Partey. There's a lot of midfield. There's Gundogan as well who's available on the free. There's a lot of top midfielders who I think Neves is just underneath those players who are available and willing to move. So unfortunately, the priorities for Ruben Neves as a priority is probably fourth or fifth on the list for these top Champions League clubs.
Yeah, exactly. When there's an offer that comes in, Wolves aren't going to sort of sit around and wait. You know, Wolves have to look after themselves, and then Ruben Neves is old enough and intelligent enough to make his own decision. So yeah, I think, I don't know, a lot of people are comparing him to Oscar, and Oscar's sort of almost been stuck out in China, hasn't he, for a long, long time. I think Neves, hopefully, we'll have enough in him to get a few years. We don't know. In the next 12 to 24 months, Saudi League might become one of the most popular leagues. And, you know, everyone's fleeing over there and it gains some serious interest. But I don't know. But at the end of the day, for Wolverhampton Wanderers, it's a fantastic deal. And obviously, we do wish Ruben all the best. And if he can lend us a tenner, that'd be sound.
the reason he's gone is for the money. There's no denying that, but that's not a criticism. It's an observation. He's got a young family. If someone's offering to times your wages by 10 for a couple of years, 3 years, then I don't care what anybody says. I've seen some local journalists and national journalists and broadcasters saying, well, he earns enough money anyway. But I'm sure if a radio station in Saudi Arabia come in and who wasn't as big as TalkSport and offered you 10 times, you'd 100% be going. Oh. I mean, Dave, if Talking Al Hilal came in for us pair and offered us 10 times, so what's that? £10 a month?
Yeah, 10.
We'd be going.
There was a funny one. To be fair, I had to unfollow him in the end. There was a guy that he works with Sky Sports, and he was like going crazy about Ruben Neves and stuff and how poor it was that he'd moved to Saudi Arabia. And then the next day he'd said, Edouard Mendy, fantastic. You know, he's come from the French division. Now he's, you know, he's going to Saudi Arabia to earn some money for his family. I was like, what's the difference? He's like, yeah, but he's 31 now. I was like, yeah, but like for a goalkeeper, you've still got many years ahead of you So
that's his prime. Same as Neves.
Yeah. So, there's almost just double standards with it really. So I put a tweet out about it, but I'm not sort of engaged in any conversations because most of what you say is going to get twisted anyway.
Yeah, there's some very poor takes. Like we said, there's no denying he's gone for the money. But again, not a criticism, it's just an observation. And if you say that you wouldn't do it, then unfortunately, you are a liar. So, but yeah, Ruben, all the best, mate. Been a wonderful servant to the club. Probably stayed three or four years longer than we all anticipated. And what a player. And hopefully he goes over there, smashes it, and then gets his dream of coming back and playing in Champions League football. Hopefully with Wolves, but I can't see it happening. Dave, it's time for our segment on destructive midfielders. It's going to happen every single week. Last year, it was strikers over 191 centimetres. This year, it's central midfielders over 190 centimetres. Wolves, again, have been linked with Braga midfielder Al Musrati. That's according to Jornal de Noticias in Portugal. Is enough for me to say. we've been linked with him for many a year now, and I believe he signed a new contract back in October. But it does seem to be, Dave, the profile of midfielders that Wolves seem to want to be targeting.
Yeah, this one, like you said, has come up, I'm sure, at least once, probably maybe the last four transfer windows. His numbers, his percentiles are good, are really, you know, a good defensive midfielder, destructive midfielder. My only concern with this deal is that Braga apparently would want about 25 million euros, which I think is a little, I think is too much for me, especially when, you know, you'd want to, as a Wolves fan, you'd probably be wanting to target someone like Alex Scott for that amount of money. So
yeah.
I'd be very, very surprised if Wolves, well, one, went for this deal, but two, if they do go for Al Masrati, I'm sure they're going to try and chisel at least sort of £5 to £10 million off that transfer fee. But for him, he's coming towards sort of his late 20s now. So he's going to, if he wants to move away from Portugal and to the Premier League, it's going to have to be now. So I don't know if Wolves' interest is serious, then I'm sure something will happen and Masrati would probably try and force the move. But it's a weird one with him. He always tends to be linked with quite big clubs. I've seen him linked with Manchester United before, Liverpool before, but he's obviously still at Braga. So yeah, we'll wait and see on that one. I don't think the role he has isn't a priority for Wolves as such, but he would be a good player to have in the squad for sure.
I think his agent's doing the most for him, isn't he? Obviously wants to get out there. And like you said, Dave, 27 years of age now. If he's going to have a big move to the Premier League, it's probably going to be now. But do you not think that, you mentioned Alex Scott there, do you not think a player of that profile is more of a priority? And we don't know how Wolves are going to set up next year, so it's quite difficult to say. But you'd think with the players we've got now, we've already got players within that squad, such as the likes of Lamina, Gomez, Boubacar Traoré, who could probably play that role and is probably not someone of the Alex Scott mould.
Yeah, I think someone more as like an advanced, central midfielder or like a playmaker is probably going to be the priority. And Alex Scott, I would say, is probably similar-ish to that sort of Neves and Moutinho role in a way. So someone who likes to play and try and get the ball forward. So, I think someone like Alex Scott or someone in that similar sort of role and mould is going to be preferred to someone like Al Masrati, especially for the fee.
Yeah, and a similar player who's been linked with Wolves over the last, probably, well, I know he's linked in January and has been linked again, is Jeffrey Condogbia from Atletico Madrid. So Wolves have reportedly failed to make an agreement with a midfielder, and that's according to Tactic Mania. This is said to be over Condogbia's playing time. Wolves have offered a rotation role, but he wants more minutes, reportedly available for around £3 to £5 million, Dave. I probably would agree with Wolves. That's probably going to be his role, but it's obviously not happening.
Yeah, I said last time, I think it would have been a good signing. I think I would have, for that price, I would have been more than happy with him as a squad player. Added really good experience to the team, but you've got to be honest with players in contract negotiations. You know, there's no point in Wolves saying, yeah, you're going to be playing 80% of the games, and he's not. He's going to be sat on the bench. So, fair enough. If he doesn't want to play that, then fair enough. When we just move on to the next target, it's a shame because, like I said, for the fee, I think it would have been a good option. But if he's a bench player at Atleti, I don't think he'll want to sit on the bench at Wolves. So if he can go to Turkey, which looks like his most likely destination now, and play, get some minutes and fair play.
Yeah, he's a similar player to Masrati, isn't he? But with the likes of Condogbia, even Masrati, there's experience there, more so Condogbia, played in the Champions League. Do you think that's probably one of the reasons that Wolves are targeting him as well? Not just for his technical ability, but also his what he could be like. I hate the phrase, but around the place.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think you will see a mixture of that. And there's one or two players, I think, coming up, which we'll discuss about that. I think Lopetegui will be keen to get a balance, again, of experience and quality and maybe a little bit of potential in there as well. I think with the sort of range of, transfers that we're looking at. So, I think it would have been a good signing. I think he would have added, almost sort of replaced what we had with Moutinho. You know, Moutinho had a couple of games this season where he came off the bench and just added that little bit of quality towards the end of the game to see us out. And I think Kondogbia would have done the same. But, you know, we might revisit it. If he can't strike up a deal with, you know, teams in Turkey, then fair enough. But, it's not the end of the world. It would have been nice for the fee, but, you know, we move on.
Yeah, I think for the feed, it would have been a no-brainer, but that doesn't seem to be the problem, does it? It's more around that wanting more minutes, which from a, you know, from a morals point of view, it's quite nice to see. But we shall see what happens with that one. I wouldn't rule it out just yet. Moving on, Dave. So Wolves have been linked with Famalicão winger, advanced midfielder, whatever you want to call him. Ivan Jaime is reportedly on Wolves' radar, according to Mattia Moreto, who's fairly reliable, isn't he, Dave?
He broke the Neves news, I think. So, yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, so Sporting are also weighing up a move for the midfielder. The 22-year-old had 14 goal involvements last season and can play centrally or even off the left. Could this be... I know there was some news last night saying that Wolves were really keen to get the deal done, Dave. He could be the answer to that more advanced midfielder role, or even someone who can, like I said, play off the left.
Yeah, I think he's sort of, the way he plays is probably, he can play centrally, but almost probably similar-ish to how Nunes was playing last season, sort of on the wing and sort of drifting inside. This would be sort of a perfect deal for Wolves in a sense. He's not going to cost a lot of money. He's young. And, you know, there's a lot of players that have come from Famalicão who have sort of done, you know, moved on to much better things in recent years. You know, Ugarte was one who's gone to Sporting and set to go to PSG now. There's a couple of players from there that Wolves have, you know, loaned out. So there's going to be decent relations between the two teams as well. I'm afraid Jorge Mendes will probably have to get involved in it somehow with them being a Portuguese side. But he's got good numbers as well. 9 goals, 3 assists this season for a team that aren't exactly, you know, top end of the Portuguese division. So... I think this would be one, and I think I saw a fee of around €5 million, you know, really? Reported. So if it is between sort of 5 and 10, I think that's just perfect business for Wolves, really.
Yeah, I mean, from watching him a little bit, he seems to be very skilled in possession, great awareness, close control in tight spaces. But
don't say low centre of gravity like that's fine.
Yeah, someone pulled us up on that, didn't they? Someone who had a degree in physics or something like that. Football is full of cliches. Yeah, football is full of cliches, unfortunately. Sometimes we have to adhere to those cliches. But he does, for me, and the problem is with this, he doesn't seem like quick enough to play that role out wide where you've got to go past players. Perhaps he could do it with his speed of footwork, but
Do you think he's more like a Sarabia type player then, do you think? Or
probably a little bit more direct than Sarabia, but similar, yeah. I know what you're trying to say. Like, technically,
I'm just gonna do a Finn and see what his pace is on FIFA. To see,
I don't think he's slow, but he's not. He doesn't look that explosive to get away from players. So. It'll be interesting if they do sign him, where they deploy him, whether he does play that Nunes role. But it, like we said, Dave, we don't know how Wolves are going to set up next season, do we?
No, I mean, we could see sort of the 4-4-2. We might see a 4-3-3 come about, but I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But I think almost like this guy, I don't know, he seems to be down more as a central player. On the pages I read, had him more down as a winger, but it sounds like he's more of a central player. Maybe that sort of second striker role, similar to how Cunha's been playing, possibly. I think the sort of the flexibility with this guy is good, and good numbers for a fairly poor team. I don't want to say poor, but sort of they're not top end of the Portuguese league.
He's played mostly off the left this season. Well, last season now, but. From looking at him, he's picking the ball up from centrally quite a lot. So I think he could probably play anywhere across that front three, but definitely more advanced than the midfielders that we've got now. Maybe similar to Sarabia, but see what happens with that one as well. Dave, we have an exclusive. This one's all yours, so I'll push this one over to you, mate. Wolves are set to sign Welsh goalkeeper, Tom King. Well, I say Welsh, he's born in England, but has represented Wales.
Yeah, Tom King, who's most recently been at Northampton Town. He's played for Salford as well. So sort of played towards the bottom end of the sort of English divisions, English Football League, and sort of been in and out as a number one choice goalkeeper, really. But yeah, like you said, he'd been in the Welsh setup, so he'd been part of the Welsh national team this international break as well. And yeah, I understand he's going to join Wolves as a third choice goalkeeper initially. So obviously, three senior goalkeepers, an interesting one. I don't know whether it's, again, to add more experience because he's sort of towards sort of his late 20s, add more competition. I don't know sort of how Lopetegui. I was going to look into this actually, and sort of, I don't know what the culture is in Spain in regards to goalkeepers. Do you just have the two goalkeepers? Do you have three goalkeepers? Will it allow someone like Dan Bentley to sort of move out on loan or be sold? I don't know. Or allow sort of the younger goalkeepers to get a bit more time away, and he slots into sort of as an under-23s goalkeeper. I don't know, but yeah, I don't know time frames and stuff on this one, but I'm told it's likely to happen. So yeah, Tom King to be number three goalkeeper, more than likely.
If he is number three goalkeepers, I know you've said you don't know what the culture is. I think it's probably similar to England, mate. What happens with Jose Sarr?
This guy and Dan Bentley cannot replace Jose Sarr as number one, I don't think. No. I just don't know what sort of. I know Manchester United have done it quite a lot in recent times. I suppose for Europe, it's a little bit different. But they're the one that always springs to mind because they have a really random choice of goalkeepers normally every year. They have De Gea, and then they just sign two random, like Tom Heaton and whoever else, and Jack Butland. So, yeah, for me, Jose Sarr, as it stands, is number one. And if he's to leave, I would want someone else to come in to replace him. No disrespect to Bentley and or Tom King. I don't think they're good enough to be number one for a team that obviously want to push up the Premier League table.
Yeah. Do you think he could be signed? And we were saying we probably with Bentley in mind for that homegrown quota as well?
Yeah, I think definitely. I think that's probably what it's going to be about. I think a couple of the younger lads, I think some players like Ryan Aitnori, Pedro Neto now are going up to sort of the players that you need to allocate in that sort of homegrown. Pedro Neto might have already sort of hit that last season, but so we're going to need more homegrown players now. So I think definitely for this, it's an easy one as well for us to put in there. So I'll be interested to see what happens, if there's any reasoning why it happens. But yeah, as far as I'm aware, it's happened quite soon. And he has got a Guinness World Record for the longest goal in a football match, believe it or not.
I wonder what you're going to say then.
No. Here's his pint glass. No.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Where is it now?
Marketing and commercial team rubbing their hands together listening to this, mate, thinking.
There you go. King scored the first goal of his career on 19th of Jan 2021 with a wind-assisted goal kick in the 12th minute of Newport's 1-1 League 2 draw at Cheltenham.
You can't say wind-assisted. That's a bit harsh, isn't it?
His goal was confirmed to have broken the Guinness World Record for longest football goal, distance of 96.01 metres, so 105 yards.
That's going to be great on the South Korea tour when they rock up and use that as one of the main selling points. We've actually got a Guinness World Record holder in the squad. Fantastic. Dave, Wolves are apparently shown an interest in former Birmingham City winger, and you'll know who it is before I even say it, because he always does the Zulu sign, doesn't he, when he scores against Wolves with his hands. And I'm not entirely sure why, but Wolves are reportedly having an interest in, brace yourselves, Nathan Redmond, currently playing for Beşiktaş, according to reports in Turkey. 29-year-old had 10 goal contributions last season, but Dave, I don't think this is going to be materialised into anything concrete, do you?
The first thing with this one, I think it is 110% agent-led. From an article I read yesterday, there was an interview with the agent and it was hilarious because he was like, yeah, well, Burnley and Wolves are interested. So if Beşiktaş have offered this much, if they want to keep him, they've got to offer this much. And I was like, oh my God, like, make it more obvious.
A bit more subtle, yeah.
You know, I wasn't. I know this got a lot of like flack.
I liked it at Southampton.
I don't think it would be the worst signing in the world. And again, I think it's down to the sort of homegrown thing. He would more than be happy to be a squad player. he got 10 goal contributions for Besiktas in 25 games. And I think in terms of, I assume he didn't start every single one of those. So he actually had a good spell at Besiktas, to be honest. And he's still only 29. It feels like he'd be a lot older than that. So as a squad player, I wouldn't be completely against it, but I can't see it happening, to be completely honest.
Yeah, I mean, he scored 5 goals, 5 assists from 15 starts last season. So I quite liked him at Southampton. But he wouldn't be coming in to be a surefire starter, would he, Dave?
No, definitely not. And I don't want this to get into the realms of Benteke of last summer, because we were in Benidorm and people were saying, "What, Dave, why do you want to sign Benteke?" So I'm not going to get involved in it too much. But I wouldn't be completely flat out against it. But like I said at the beginning, I think it's a 100% agent-led move. I think we'll see a Besiktas contract renewal very, very soon.
Yeah. He does look like a younger Nuno, doesn't he? So,
yeah.
Wolves are going to get him back in some capacity. And his son. It's actually quite scary how much they look like each other in that side by side. If you've not seen it, Google Nathan Redmond Nuno meme, and you'll see what I mean. But finally, Dave, staying with Besiktas, and Raul Jimenez is reportedly a target for the Turkish club. Being Turkey, have reported that they would like to sign the striker, but it's unlikely that Jimenez will stay at Wolves, but if he does want to leave, well, if he does leave, then he would prefer to stay in Europe if he's moved on.
Yeah, I think there was a story about this, about Jimenez in general, a few weeks ago, and he had sort of preferences on where he wanted to move. So Europe, top end of a top 5 league, was the top priority, which I don't think is ever going to happen. Then it would to stay in Europe. And I think that one of these sort of fits into that as well. I wouldn't be surprised if we see a Saudi bid coming for him eventually. There have been sort of whispers and rumours about that, but I haven't seen sort of anything too concrete. Besiktas seemed to have had an interest in him over the last year or so, really. So my issue is with Turkish, I've got to be careful how I say this, like Turkish outlets, is that they have, their track record is awful, man. It's so bad. I don't know. I think Jimenez will leave. I don't know what fee, probably 5 to 10 million top end. But I think he just needs to be moved on. He's obviously a player that Lopetegui doesn't rate very highly, doesn't really have trust in. I think he needs to be moved on.
Yep, I agree, mate. But that's our wrap up for today, mate. We've whizzed through. That's quite a lot there. When do you think, let's put a date on it, mate. When do you think Wolves' first team signing, including Mr. King?
I reckon...
Do you have a little unders over? So I reckon by the 7th of July, Wolves will have one first team player through the door. So 2 weeks.
7th of July? You reckon that late? Over two weeks?
Yeah. I think it'll be... By the 7th of July.
I reckon before the 30th of June, next Friday. And that's not anything to do. I don't know any time frames, but we've seen how quick deals have moved. So I think Wolves could be linked with a player in the next 2 days and he could be done by for it. I think Wolves would ideally want someone new in. But Nathan Collins was like right before the tour, wasn't he? So that was like probably... The 7th, I think, is a safe bet, to be fair. But I'll put my neck out and say 30th.
Yeah, well, just before we go, Dave, Nathan Collins, there's some news broken this morning from both The Athletic and, I think, The Express and Star too, that Wolves rejected that £20 million bid, which we reported on the last podcast. But from The Athletic wording, it felt like it was more of a matter of when rather than if.
Yeah, it was sort of strange wording on the Athletic article. I think they said the deal most likely to be completed next is Nathan Collins to Brentford. But yeah, Wolves rejected 20 million. I think you've got to be looking at the way that sort of it's been reported the last week or so. I think Wolves will be wanting at least 30 million plus for him. So we'll wait and see, really. I think if you make a really, really healthy profit, you think about it. But for in and around what we paid, there's no point, really.
What kind of fee would you think is acceptable? Doesn't seem to be in Lopetegui's plans, but still a young lad, still only 22. I like him. I think there's a player in there, but with Wolves a bit strapped for cash, what kind of fee do you think is acceptable?
I think you're looking, I think Wolves would shake your hand at 35 million.
I think they'd shake your hand at 30 million.
So, I don't know.
You ain't going to get 35 million for him.
No, I don't think you will either. But yeah, 30 million I would probably take. But I know we'll probably get a little bit of stick for that. So.
Yeah, I'd probably take 30 million for him. Again, this is all in the faith that the money's invested properly into good players.
Yeah,
there's no point taking it. Yeah, we should invest in crap. So that's all we've got time for this week, Dave. I've enjoyed that. Hopefully, there'll be some more rumours for us to report on next week. Make sure you keep up to date with all the rumours at TalkingWolves.co.uk, but also following us on all social. Dave is very much has his finger on the pulse. So as soon as there's news out there, and it's fairly reliable. Apart from reports in Turkey, Dave will tweet it out. And even if they are, he'll still tweet it out. Anyway, Dave, where can people find you if they want to follow you?
It's at Dave as a Party, Instagram and Twitter.
I'm M Cooper Wright and Matt Cooper Bites, and we are Talking Wolves across all socials. If you've enjoyed the video, let us know. If you're new here, please subscribe. We really do appreciate it. And until next time, enjoy the weather.